Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Hello and welcome to the Living Full Out Show. My name is Nancy Soleri, and today is the day we're talking about determination. So if you have a goal that you've been striving for and for some reason you keep coming up short or it's feeling like it's taking forever to get there, let's really put our energy on that today so that you can harness the determination to really achieve that. And also, we're going to be taking your calls. So again, bring those to me at 800-333-0001. And in our next segment, we'll be joined by Chad Hymas, our inspirational guest. Now get this, a 2,000-pound barrel of hay landed on his head, did break every bone in his neck. He became a quadriplegic, but yet it did not break his spirit. He harnessed that determination, and he now travels the world by himself. He has a family. He actually does athletics as well. So honestly, you want to hear his story and apply his tenacity to your life and what you can do differently to live full out. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. We're going to go say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi there, Nancy.
Hi there. Thank you for calling in. What's going on?
Yeah. All right. So I have one kind of big question here. Well, just for advice. Okay. Is that I graduate from undergraduate school this coming May, and I applied to graduate school for this coming fall, but this is such like a life-changing moment because like things are about to change for me. Like if I don't get accepted to graduate school, then I have to put my school on hold for maybe a year or two, and then I'll be like out into the world in an environment that I haven't been to for all my life, because my entire life has been dedicated to like school and learning. So just that new opportunity, that chance that I might go old, that I might dive into the workforce is kind of daunting. So I was wondering if you had any advice on that.
You know what? I am so glad that you're asking this question. And today we're talking about determination, and you're going to need it in both avenues, right? So let's talk about both. Okay, your life could go in many different directions, but for right now, we'll say door number one and door number two. Okay, door number one, you go on to school, further school. And there's always going to be requirements and things that you have to package together and submit off. I want you to think about going above and beyond if you can. Okay, so if they ask for two letters of recommendation, try to have four. You know, try to, you know, give as much as you can to show your personality. Really reflect on everything that you've done from volunteer to part-time jobs. Put down all those skills, even the everyday skill. Just really just give it your all, okay? Now, at the end of the day, that's all you can do. And sometimes you just have to trust life. And I don't know about all the listeners listening, but I know in my life, and I'm in the world of speaking and coaching and all of that, I know in my life I've really had to, you know, harness the determination to get through hard times, but not in the way that is because I had a limited opportunity. It's because you have to think about when one door closes, let's say if you don't get into school, the opportunity might be a part-time job, might be volunteering. And that might open a door for a part of you, skills that you didn't even know you had. I know that seems scary, okay? But sometimes you just have to trust the life process. And you seem very sensitive and very heartfelt in the fact that this is such a big life transition. But I think you also have to trust yourself that however this goes, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Door number one, door number two. And whichever door opens up for you, you're going to run through that door and get as much experience as you can. Okay? Is that something you can do?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll be wishing you all the best. I'm confident that life will unfold just as it should for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. I'm really glad that that caller asked that question, right? Because there are so many different ways in which our life can go, and we just have to trust in that process and take a step forward, one step at a time. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we have another caller on the line. We'll say hello to them. Hi, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi, thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
I'm just really stressed out right now about a big decision that's coming up. So do you have any suggestions on how I could reduce my stress and focus on staying positive?
Oh, good question. And move over. I'm going to sit right next to you, right? Because everybody feels those stresses. Now, the first thing I want to make sure that you're doing is self-care, okay? When we get so busy doing, and we're going after an aspiration, we're trying to achieve that goal, we can burn out. Do you ever feel that you're in that burnout stage?
Yes.
You're overextended, overcommitted, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times mm-hmm. we will hold on to that stress because we don't want to let anybody down. But the truth is that you just want to be more open with people. Now, if there's a deadline and it's a hard deadline, a paper is due, a test is happening, well, then that's what it is, okay? But a lot of times in the world of career or even life, there's shades of gray, there's colors. So you might contact somebody and say, you know what, I know that I said I would help you, but can I do it the next day? Or you know what, can we move it up a little bit earlier? It's just kind of opening that dialogue to give you some more space, some more room. What a lot of people don't do is they commit to something, they hunker down, and they feel like they have to hold to that, and they never ask the question of, can something be modified? And I think that could help. And then how are you doing with the sleep front? Are you sleeping?
No, not very much at all.
Okay, okay. Now, you know yourself best, right? So how many hours of sleep do you think that you need to feel really good?
Probably like 7 or 8.
Okay. And you know what? Let's go with 7. Eight on nights that you just have ample time. But you want to protect that. So you want to think about when do you need to get up the next day. Again, you know yourself best. So it takes me really like an hour before I feel like I want to jump in the work mode. Now, I get up at 4 a.m. It's my choice. By 5 a.m., I'm ready to start working out or doing something, you know, ready to function, right? But I need time to, you know, listen to the news, have a little caffeine, maybe take a shower. And so you know yourself best. How much time do you need to get going and loosen up and feel focused? So then you want to count backwards your 7 hours. So then that's going to figure out when you do need to go to sleep. And then you also want to plan ahead, right? You don't want to be on your iPad, on your computer, preferably not watching anything too engaging on TV. That's going to prevent you from hitting your sleep time, okay? And it's just really protecting that time. And then how are you eating? Are you eating everything healthy and good?
No, not completely.
No? Okay. Well, here's the good news. This is not a report card, right? There's no test here. So you've had 3 no's. But whenever I get a no in life, that's an opportunity to convert it to a yes. If everything was perfect in life, it would actually be kind of boring. When you get a no or a maybe, that's when it's game on, right? So there's opportunities. There's the ability to get better sleep because you can make changes. There's the opportunity to eat better because you know you're not. So I think if you follow just kind of the golden rules of all those different avenues, I think you'll be great. Is that something you can do?
Yes, yes.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and here's to you living full out, stress-free, okay?
Thank you, Nancy. Yes, thank you.
You got it. Thank you for calling in. And for everybody who's listening today, I love that she asked about stress, right? We're all going to have that. It's inevitable. It's going to happen on a hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis, right? It's just going to happen. But you want to tell stress, consider stress as a person. They're grouchy. They're angry. You know, they're in your face, right? And they pop up at annoying times. You want to tell that person, that stress, you know, get out of my life. You don't have any place here. You know, I got things to do. But at the same time, just like a person, you can't ignore people. Sometimes you have to give them a little bit of face time and nurture them and have some empathy. So sometimes you do need to say, okay, stress, I hear you. You need me to slow down. You need me to go to bed early. I hear you. So consider stress as a human being. And sometimes you need to tell it to go away, and sometimes you need to give it what it needs. So when we come back, we're going to be joined by our inspirational guest, Chad Hymas, talking about his surviving an accident of having a 2,000-pound bale of hay fall on his neck and break all those bones and become a quadriplegic. But I'm telling you, hold on to your seats, because this guy's got a lot of energy, a lot of focus, and he is a great example of what it means to live full out. So we'll be coming right back. I'm Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Hi, professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on words, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way.
For an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
at 5. For those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar.
One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends.
I was having fun with my friends.
I had one too many drinks.
I had one too many drinks.
I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
And all of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road.
It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
It happened so quickly, the cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret.
Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We Great. Can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAFE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE. On the web at save.org.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Like any parent, I'm concerned about children's health. Many kids don't eat as they should and are at risk for long-term health problems like diabetes and heart disease. But here's good news. Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other low-fat vegetarian foods can protect our kids and keep the rest of the family healthy too. For a free booklet, call the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine at 1-877-685-KIDS. Or visit www.kidsgethealthy.org.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show, and today we're talking about determination and what you're going to need to really get through those hard times. Sometimes that's faith, could be your family, could be friends, could be resources, and our inspirational guest today, Chad Hymas, needed all of those. When a 2,000-pound barrel of hay rolled onto him and broke all the bones in his neck, ouch, I mean, that turned him into a whole lifelong journey of needing to make changes because he did become a quadriplegic. And he's going to share with us how, despite that, he went on to travel solo around the world. You know, he has a family. He doesn't let that hold him back from living full out. So I'd very much like to welcome Chad to the show.
Hey, thank you. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Now, Chad, so oftentimes, you know, we'll have a spat, we'll have an argument with a spouse or a friend, and the day before your accident, you had that with your wife, and this was unusual because you guys always made a promise you wouldn't go to bed angry or you know, you had a pack. But what was different about that argument and going into the day of the accident?
Oh, I think what was different about it is I didn't let, for whatever reason, it was eating at me that morning, the morning of the accident. I was in Salt Lake, 45 minutes from home. I was working, getting my cruise lined out, and I just, it kept eating at me that the night before. I was selfish, and I didn't apologize to Shondell for being selfish, and so that night, went to bed the way that we're not supposed to go to bed, didn't talk, and I got up and I went to work into Salt Lake, got my cruise running, and I just couldn't get off my mind. So I ended up calling her and apologizing to her, and then I sent her a bunch of songs. Back then, we didn't have texts or that wasn't available. So that's, you know, it's been about 18 years ago. It's amazing how fast technology has changed our lives. But that aside, I just kept calling her up and said, hey, turn it to 93.4 FM. Turn it to 106.7. This just came on. And so I would call her and tell her. And I was really sorry about my selfish acts, and I would break my neck about 4 or 5 hours later after I was sending her those songs. So I wasn't sending her flowers. That I never did that before. I never really took ownership like that prior to that. So, and we'd never gone to bed upset. You know, that was the first time that really happened that we can recall. You know, not that we didn't spat. We definitely spat, but that was a little bit different. So.
I mean, it's interesting how that didn't traditionally happen, and then here this happened. Like the night before such a traumatic accident. And I think that is so important in the story, because I'd like you now share with us what actually did happen in terms of the accident and how you got injured. But that was heavy on your mind going into this happening. So your spirit was already kind of at a crossroad. But can you share with us what happened that day?
Yeah, I mean, after I'd sent Chandel a few songs and we were feeling better about our circumstance, she'd called me up. And I thought she was calling me up to give, you know, send me a song. And she was actually calling me up to ask me to come home early, that our youngest son had just taken his first two steps. So you're starting to get a grasp of this whole picture. You can call it serendipity, you can call it fate, you can call it karma. God intervened. I happen to think all of the above. She just wanted me to get home. And so, long story short, I got the cruise going, and I left early that day. On my way home, I told Chandel I'd stop by the farm to get that done so I could have that out of the way and not have to go back out in the fields that night to feed. And so I stopped by the farm and went over to the haystack with the tractor. I was driving a tractor and loaded up a bale of hay that weighs more than most SUVs or Tahoes. And I lifted that bale up about 15 feet in the air, and that's when I saw a red light flashing on my dash. And I ignored that red light. It was an indicator that my tractor was low on hydraulics. And I like driving with your gas light on just to see how far you can get. I ignored that because I'd gotten away with it before, and there wasn't enough hydraulic oil in those hoses. There was enough pressure to keep that bale in place. So when I put the tractor in reverse, the momentum of being in reverse carried the bale over backwards, and it flipped over the front fork and landed directly on my body. And that shoved my head through the steering wheel, which did break, and the shaft is what went through my mouth, breaking everything in its path. And my mouth has all been redone, reconstructed, but it did break all the bones in my neck, which has also been fixed. But they couldn't fix the spinal cord, which was severed, 95% severed. So that's where my new life was to begin.
Wow. And you know, Chad, first of all, that I can't even imagine. I mean, that how scary and were you alert during that time? Like, as you were waiting there, not knowing when help would come, what was your body going through? Could you feel anything? Was your mind fading in and out? What was your compass?
Well,
there?
That's a fantastic question to ask. And not one that I have not been asked before, but it's a great question. Because you would think that you'd be going through pain with, you know, a broken jaw and all your teeth busted out, but I had absolutely no pain to that sort. Couldn't even taste the blood because the body was numb. When you break your neck that high, everything goes numb, and I had no movement, no feeling. I didn't know what my circumstance was, but I did feel like death was near. I never did see a light, but I kept breathing through the blood pockets of my nose, and I would just count. One, two, and I would just sucking air through my nose and still sucking blood in as well, but couldn't taste it because I didn't have that functionality at that time. And just thinking, you know, dear God, is this it? And that went on for 48 minutes, they figure. And we get that measurement of time because of the time I knew that the sun was out. My lights were not on the tractor. The sun was out. And so from the time the sun set, from the time that the call came into 911 is 48 minutes. So I sat on that tractor for an hour, give or take a few minutes, and in that range, waiting for help, not wondering what my future is going to be. And I remember that in its entirety, all the way from when the doctors asked me to breathe backwards, because I couldn't talk, but they asked me to give them signals, and my eyes, they asked me to count with my eyes and count backwards from eight, and then they knocked me out. And then I would wake up 3 weeks later. So I was out. I remember even the lady, it was a female. I remember her, Dr. Reiser. She asked me to count backwards from eight with my eyes and blink. And I did, and I was out. So I remember the helicopter. I remember all that.
You know, it's almost like a movie playing in your head as you're sitting there, leaned over and you're in this injured state. I imagine you were thinking of your wife. You were thinking of the argument. Yeah. You were thinking of your family. You were thinking of, oh God, is this it? You know, and you know, that is a really amazing moment in one's life. And we haven't all been there, so I appreciate you being so vulnerable and sharing that. And Chad, I want you to stay with us because we're going to go to a break and come back and share, you know, more about how did Chad take that moment yet not fall into defeat? how did he channel the determination to rehabilitate and figure out a new normal? So, Chad, stay with us. And for everybody listening today, as you hear Chad's story, think about in your life, where do you need to be more determined? Where do you need more vigor, more spirit, more support? And let's get that for you so that you can live your life full out. I am Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari.
There are many sounds in your day-to-day life. There are sounds that wake you up. Sounds that make you smile. Sounds that energize you. And sounds that help you relax. But there are some sounds that can alert you to danger and can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you information about severe weather events, amber alerts, or other emergencies in your area. With critical information from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know, wherever you are. For more information, visit ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, my name is Jeffrey, but people in this town call me Maniac. They call me that because I'm the fastest runner in town. Just because everyone knows who I am doesn't mean I belong. I don't really belong anywhere. You see, I'm an orphan, and I wander the streets just looking for a place that I can truly call home. My name is Maniac McGee, and I'm all alone. Explore new worlds. Read my story in the novel Maniac McGee by Jerry Spinelli. For other great book ideas, visit your local library or log on to literacy.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities.
The bare necessities of healthy living are easier than you think.
You better believe it.
And the food pyramid shows you the way. With just the right amount of exercise and the necessary grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Just the bare necessities of life.
So eat right, be active, and have fun.
Yeah, man.
For your own path to a healthier you, visit mypyramid.gov.
This is really living.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Nancy Solari, host of the Living Full Out Show. I am excited to let you know that we are now associated with Alexa. If you have Alexa in your house and you didn't know that, go ahead and find Living Full Out because you can hear us anytime you want, and we're there for you to keep you motivated. Go to your app store because we're located there as well. Just look for the Living Full Out Radio Show.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's important to us that we put out really inspiring programming, but we want to make sure that you have it at your fingertips when you need us most. We never know when those challenges are going to come, when we're going to feel lonely and need that motivation. So just know that when you need us, we're here for you. Check out Alexa, the app stores, or go to livingfullout.com. Here's to you living full out.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text.
before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I am Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about determination. And the inspirational guest that we have brought you today, Chad Hymas, is such a great example of what it takes to be determined to get through really challenging times. And when a 2,000-pound barrel of hay rolled back onto him, broke all the bones in his neck, had him become a quadriplegic, but that didn't stop him. You know, Chad valued life and had to make a lot of adjustments, dig deep and wide in terms of resources and support, but he did it. And so I'd like to welcome Chad back to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And Chad, I believe life is full of moments. And you had a moment with your father where you were sinking into the, I'm going to give up, victim, it's save yourselves conversation, right? What did your dad say to you to help you snap out of that and really fight?
I think it's more what he didn't say, Nancy. When he came to me and gave me my prognosis and I gave him my negative response, he didn't say anything. He acted. He turned around and he walked out of my hospital room. So he grabbed my wife by her hand and he escorted her out because he came to me with my prognosis and then he gave me a call to action. A call to action was to be a better husband, a better father, despite the prognosis the doctors had given my mom, my dad, and my wife. And so he came to me with some challenges not challenges about my physicality, just some challenges like, hey, I believe this can make you a better person. And when I said those words to my father, the negative words, the swear words, the profanity, when I said those to him, he left. And that caused a lot of pain in me because my dad and I are very close. He did come back in by himself and he said, are you ready to talk and to listen and to be a teachable son like you've always been? Or are you just going to be there in that wheelchair like everybody else is? So he wanted me to be different. And that's when the talk began. And that's when the lessons began. And so I think there's a lot of power in what my dad did. And my dad's not a spotlight person and doesn't like to take accolades, but had he not taught me through his actions like that and been there to mentor and just give my prognosis and had he just let me go through the regular rehab that most people just get to go through. I'm very fortunate, in other words, to have a dad that was willing to not just let me be average, but give me the opportunity to be above average without paving the way for me. In other words, no one can do it for me but me.
I love that. I love that. And you know, we could all be that person for somebody. And I want you to kind of share with us, because this really was such a life-changing time for you. I mean, you had to relearn how to do so many things again, let alone healing from the injuries. Can you share with us what that rehabilitation was like, what you had to relearn?
I mean, so starting all over again, it's from everything to the frustration of stacking. I mean, they had me try and move my hands again just by stacking little blocks, you know, on top of you, the little building blocks. We played with when we were kids, and Nancy, it was unreal. And it wouldn't have been so bad had that block not had ducks and geese and the letters A, B, and C on them. But you know, I felt like a little kid all over again. I remember the first time they wanted me to try breakfast, and the nurse was going to be by my side. And I did not want anybody in my room when I tried breakfast. And so I asked the nurse to leave, and there was my powdered egg from the hospital and day-old muffins. And I remember when I leaned over to grab the fork that my balance was so bad back then, and my body muscles had not been worked, that my face fell right into the plate of the egg. But I did pretty good. I did clean it up pretty good. A little tough for me to get the butter on the biscuit, but I did pretty good. I ate it all, and the nurse came back in 30 minutes later, rushed to my side, and she picked my face back up and wiped me off. But I everything from learning how to eat and to, you know, those are physical things, to then courting a spouse and then being a dad to the boys were just 3 and 1. I mean, and we're not talking about a dad that goes out and plays catch. That would come later. A dad that's not negative. A dad that doesn't think about himself and think about what he's lost. Those are the mental challenges. I mean, everybody has physical challenges. It's the mental. We got to get through the mental first, and I've had to do that. And still have to find myself and catch myself getting through the mental when I'm alone in a hotel room because I'm out traveling. You know, the mental is what gets to you. I mean, if you can get through the mental, the physical, you know, you can only do what your body allows. And some of us have choices there, and some of us don't. But the mental
is the big capacity. Is the big one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, for me, being legally blind, I've had to learn a lot of low vision aids, you know, things to help me see. But then as soon as I couldn't see anymore, then all these aids that I had to listen to hear. What are some of your go-tos that you use, your tools for how you function on a daily basis?
So the wheelchair is a big one for me. My wheelchair is not entrapment. It's not. It's freedom for me. And it's not, most people like me are in an electric wheelchair. Well, because I have limited function of shoulders now and biceps, I've just taught myself how to push. Needed to do that due to my travel schedule, and I choose to travel alone, and people are now wondering how that works. But maybe that's another discussion for another time. But the bottom line is, traveling with a 320-pound electric wheelchair doesn't really go well with the airlines, and it doesn't plug into the outlets in Africa or in South America. They don't have the same power. So that's truly paralysis. That's true paralysis right there. So we just went and bought a manual wheelchair, and I'll never forget, you know, my dad going and changing out the tires so they had knobs on them so that I could find some friction to push again. And when we did that, you know, I slowly learned how to push. And after doing it for 15 and a half, 16 years now my hands just know where to go, and it works really good. And the chair's only 4 pounds, made of titanium. I can take that chair anywhere I want.
Wow.
Getting dressed by myself, that takes about, you know, 2 hours and 10 minutes. But I do that every morning. Getting undressed, about an hour and a half. And I pick the clothes. I'm very, very picky about my clothes. Not about what they look like, but about the kind. Do they slide on easy? Are they size too big? Are the shoes slip-ons? Are they tie-ups? You know, do I need to wear a suit for this event? Okay, if so, let's pre-tie the tie. Who can help me do that last button-up? Do I have a bellman at the hotel that will help me do that? Can the housekeepers come up and help iron my suit? You know, what? So I'm always looking for people, and I find that I'm more independent when I am dependent on other strengths to fulfill my weaknesses.
You know what? And I love that you said that, because I think so oftentimes people want to do it themselves. Like, it's like a badge of honor. I did it myself. It was tough and long and blah, 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 blah. But I find too that it's a grander experience to share your journey with other people. It is a gift for somebody to be able to help you. Wouldn't you agree?
It's a gift for them. Absolutely. You learn that. But you don't want to, we never want to abuse their service or their help.
No. Nope.
But you see the goodness in people. You see that they're all around. I mean, I've wanted to go and tip a bellman $20 for his service to me, and he doesn't want to take the $20. And then I ask this question every time when they refuse to take it. I say this, you know, do you have any family? Do you have any children? And if they answer yes, or if they say no, I said, do you have any nieces or nephews? And they'll say yes to something. I'll get them to say yes sooner or later. And I'll just say, this money's not for them, or for you. It's for them. Go do something nice. Take them to McDonald's. Go grab some ice cream. Do something nice for them. Once people know it's not for them, we'll do things for others that we won't do for ourselves. And I just have found great power and that's how I travel alone. I will find somebody.
I love that. I actually love that you offer the money and pass it along to their relatives. That's really tricky, but also very full of integrity. I love that. And I want to ask you a question, because I know for me, I have times where I wish I could see something, and it's so easy sometimes to fall into a sorrow moment, a reflection of, gosh, I wish things were different. And I know you can't go back in time, but how do you cope when you have a moment that's depressing, sad?
So I think it's important to note that those moments happen a lot. And I don't think that God intends for those to ever stop. People have asked me, when does it go away? And I don't think it ever will. But here's the catch, is I try and not let myself stay in those thought processes that are negative for a long time, because then it starts to come across in my countenance, my vocabulary, my behavior, and my attitude. And so when I have a down moment, or when I fall out of my chair, when I have an accident, or when something negative happens, or I slip when showering, or when something happens that is embarrassing, or that I had control of before in my life, and I start to cry, I got to get out of that quickly. And then I find that I'm more productive. I'm less productive when I'm depressed. There's my best. So I'm trying to focus on what I still have, which is a beautiful wife and four wonderful children and the ability to be able to provide for them and the gifts that God has given me to be able to use, and not focus on the things that I've lost. And that's how you honor your loss. You honor your loss.
You know what?
By focusing on what you have.
I love it. And that is why I promised the audience that you were a great guest for today's topic of determination, because you really do have that spirit inside you. You will give yourself a little pity party when you need it, because sometimes it's validated, right? Especially when you've fallen and you don't have anyone to help you get up, right? You have to take a moment, but you do muscle through that, and you keep your eye on the ball, which is your family, your faith, your friends, and I applaud you for that. And thank you so much, Chad, for being on the show today and just being a real role model for us as to, you know, how to live life full out.
Thanks for having me, Nancy. It's been an honor.
Thank you. And for everybody listening today, just like Chad, you have the ability to press through those hard times. They're going to come. So arms wide open. You know, we know the hard times are going to come. It may be a financial crisis that you're going through. It may be a breakup and you're dealing with the stress of that heartbreak. You know, maybe you just feel deflated, like life is just not going to plan. Whatever that is, I want you to stand up today and I want you to say, you know what? I'm going to get back in the ring and I'm going to fight because I am worth it. My dreams are worth it. And you have to have that vigor. You have to have that tenacity. And when you need help, that is when you call into the show. That's when you reach out to us at Living Full Out, because we will hold your hand and get you through the tough times. So thank you, Chad, for all your great words of wisdom. And when we come back, we will be taking your calls. So it's all about harnessing determination in your life so that you don't have to live a half life. It can be full of love and successes and just overall knowing that you're living on purpose. So stay with us, and we'll be coming right back after this break. I'm Nancy Solari. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So, Jacqueline.
Yes, Mom?
I wanted to talk to you about something and... Oh, wait. Hold on. I just got a text.
Oh, wait, Mom. I just got a message. So many comments on my comment.
Hey, guys. Check out my
new
video game.
Mom, what?
Huh?
Pew, pew.
What'd you say?
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
What? What about our plan to win the lottery and start living? You know, travel the world on matching yachts, wear enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacation on the French Riviera, and then buy it.
You know we're never going to win the lottery, right?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
To be determined on what you're going to do in life, you want to look back at your past. What can you learn about your past? What did you do? How did you overcome the tragedy, the crisis in your life? Then look forward into the future. What are you shooting for? What is that goal? What is that aspiration? And then in between, you want to put together a plan of action that you can follow and feel good about.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. Nancy is here as a guide to show you how to rise above obstacles and savor each moment. If you have a question, call in live at 800-333-0001. That's 800-333-0001. And now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. And today we've been talking about determination and that lively, vigorous, tenacious, wild abandon spirit that you're going to need to have sometimes to really get you past those hurdles. And we're all going to have them. So just welcome them. When an obstacle or a challenge comes your way, just say, you know what? I knew you were going to come along. I knew it. You know, I'm going to handle you. I'm going to manage it. And then if you can't do it on your own, know that us at Living Full Out or friends and family, there's always people that you can turn to be kind of a hand to help get you to the other side. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a caller on the line. I'm going to go say hi to them. Hello, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi there. What's going on? How can we help you today?
So I'm just feeling a little stressed from, you know, my loans are coming in and I've been doing side jobs and, you know, to just kind of keep that from that wave from coming and hitting me too hard, but now I'm getting kind of stressed about finding a big job, a big boy job.
Right.
So I was just wondering how I can maybe network to land that dream career and to do that sooner rather than later.
Now, just so we can hold the space, this audience for you, what is that dream career? What do you want to do?
It changes every other day.
Okay.
But I really want to be a writer of some sort.
Okay. And the reason why that's important to declare, there might be variations of every other day, something you would do as a backup, but you want to have that ideal dream in mind, and you want to try to point all your resources in that direction as much as you can. So the reason I wanted you to come up with that answer is because you want to do a couple things. Number one, figure out a budget of what it's going to cost to pay off your loans, to pay the daily, monthly expenses that you have, and be reasonable with your plan when it comes to the loans, of what you could pay each month without being overly stressed about it. Then from there, yes, you're right, networking is critical. So before you network, though, you want to identify people in your area or online that are doing the career that you would like to have. I've said this before to clients and even listeners on the show, but whether you go on LinkedIn, you want to find people that are doing what you'd like to do, call them up, email them, do a face-to-face if you can, find out what was their path, what were some of the writing jobs that they had that got them to where they are. Number one, they may be able to refer you to an organization where you could get a job that would be paying, that would also be in alignment with your dreams. Number two, they might say, ooh, stay away from this. I wish I hadn't done that, right? Because that's the whole goal, is that we pay it forward in life. We save people coming behind us the trouble that we went through. And then the thing is you want to look for writing opportunities that you can create yourself, your own destiny, okay? So rather than just relying on jobs that are publicly posted, you want to research what are all the different types of paying jobs that writers are getting these days, and see what you could do. Find organizations you'd like to work for and approach them. Say, hi, you know, I'd like to, you know, write for your newsletter. I think it's great. And I'm not sure if you have a paid position for this. If not, I'm happy to, you know, work as an intern for, you know, 3 months, but then I'd like to go to X amount an hour, kind of have it budgeted in. Okay. And so if you do those sort of things, you will be getting closer to where you want to go. One last piece of advice, because a lot of people don't know about these. There are obviously physical go-to jobs that you can have, like cubicles, right? Right from home. But there's a lot of job boards online that you can use, like Upwork, Guru, Elance, you name it, where they're always looking for writers, people to write scripts or sales copy or marketing copy or ebooks. There's proofreading positions, there's ghostwriting positions. So you just want to go deep and wide and think about all the different ways in which you could write. Do you see that?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't even see the online ones.
Oh my gosh. See, if you just put out a big net, right? Every possible thing you could do. Blog writer, social media writer, ebook writer, ghost writer, blah, 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 blah. There's so many choices. So thank you so much for calling in, and we're going to be thinking of you and wishing you all the best as you're determined to be a writer. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you for calling in. And for everybody listening today, I appreciate all your calls and emails, and keep them coming. We want to make sure that we keep you on a steady ship towards your dreams and goals. And our entire Living Full Out family is dedicated each week to making sure that you have that motivation that you need. Go to connect@livingfullout.com. Reach out to us if you have questions. Of course, go to livingfullout.com to hear this show again. And most of all, determination is within you. You got this. I believe in you very much. I know that you're going to just keep taking those steps one day at a time, but you will achieve the goals and dreams that you have. Thank you so much for listening, and here's to you living full out.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Solari. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Here's to you, Living Full Out.